Around the world, cash is fading. Electronic transactions are becoming more and more common. One of the countries leading that trend is Sweden, where more than 95% of transactions are digital. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Stockholm.
Peter Fridell carries an unusual wallet. It feels a bit like leather, but the material is pale and thin. He pulls it out on a street corner in Stockholm.
I've actually made it myself. It's an eel that I actually fished up, and then I used the skin.
You caught the eel?
Yeah, I caught it, and then I stitched it together.
This eel skin wallet carries personal significance, but it does not carry cash. Fridell is the CEO of a company called Seamless that designs payment systems for cell phones. Back in his office, I asked him to recall the last time he needed cash. He thought for a bit, and then...
My son plays ice hockey, and I had to give something to the ice hockey team, and then I gave them some cash. But as a matter of fact, that will disappear too.
He says the ice hockey team has just started taking cell phone payments. I decided to see how far this goes. So we stuck our heads out of Fridell's office to the open plan workspace.
Hello?
I'm sorry to interrupt everybody's work. I'm wondering if anyone in the office has any cash on them. Anyone? No? Shaking your head, no. No cash? No. None. You never need cash? Finally, we found one employee with cash, an engineer named Wilhelm Svenselius. He says he needed it for a party last weekend.
The actual bar didn't take cards, no.
Did you have to get cash just to...
Yes. I didn't have any before.
How often do you run into a place where you need cash?
Once a month or something.
Of course, these people work for a digital payment company. But national data show that in Sweden, they are not that unusual. Less than 5% of transactions here use cash. There are churches that pass a digital payment system with a collection plate. Some homeless people who sell newspapers on the street take digital payments.
It's so cool, isn't it? I love those stories.
Ruth Goodwin-Groen runs the Better Than Cash Alliance. The UN and major global foundations are funding this project to move the global economy away from cash towards digital transactions.
This is a means to helping achieve many different goals.
She says electronic transactions are more transparent and more accountable, they cost less, and they're more secure. This is a global trend from the developing world to the biggest, most advanced economies. But there are holdouts. Ron Shevlin is a senior analyst at the Aite Group, a financial services firm in Boston.
For some consumers, and especially older consumers, they prefer cash and don't prefer to use cards or mobile payments.
And people making illegal purchases on the black market will always prefer cash. Plus, he says, digital transactions do raise security concerns.
In some respects, the economic impact is negative because of the propensity for data breaches and fraudulent transactions.
Back in Stockholm, Peter Fridell is already imagining ways to make cashless transactions completely secure.
My favorite payment, actually, is DNA payment. You, like, spit in a cup next to the cashier.
Does that exist anywhere?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, that's the absolutely safest way, right? Somebody would have to copy your DNA.
It's a dream, but not one that he sees happening anytime soon. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.